The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, this is a great treat because you'll get to hear from a local doctor from Jacksonville. And I'm really excited about this because, as you know, it is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, when you hear what you hear on the show, you will feel empowered to learn a new truth or embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Today, if you have any questions for my guest, Dr. Patrick Opacek, who is phenomenal. I'm telling you right now, I've got some updates about my sleeping that all of you will want to take notes about. So if you have a question for Dr. Opacek, you're welcome to call, leave a message, or text me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. And as you know, it is my goal to be healthy. As a matter of fact, even when I'm feeling the sniffles or a little bit of a sore throat, I go kick in even harder and I'll say, I am healthy. I am healthy. I am well. I don't go around telling people, oh, my back hurts, my neck hurts, you know, doing that inventory of pain. What I do is I immediately start talking to the cells in my body and I say, I am healthy. I am well. But here's the thing. I didn't always do that. I didn't always have that conversation within my body. And so when I was growing up, I grew up chronic asthmatic, thyroid condition, all these things that was presented as this is your diagnosis. This is the way that the cards have been dealt to you. There was no responsibility on my part in the sense that I was a victim. There was nothing I could do other than take a pill. That is the choices I was given. Here's some Xolair for your asthma, which was a very expensive shot that I took for 9 years. God only knows what that caused my body, what effects this caused my body. But in the last 5 years, I have made a commitment to turn all that around. I am no longer taking any asthma medication, and I am working towards healing my thyroid and adrenals. Well, just recently, as you know, I had Morley Robbins. There we go. It's a live show. What can you do? Morley Robbins on the show. And he told me that I was having some issues. He's trying to regulate my body with my minerals. So during that process, I had a reaction. And Morley Robbins said, you need to talk to someone that specializes in allergies. And he told me this particular brand. And I looked it up. And in Jacksonville, oh my gosh, there is this little gem that is a diamond. And I went to him to find out what else is going on that is keeping me up at night. I could not sleep well. Everybody was saying, oh, that you're just stressed. Well, it may not be just that I am stressed. It may be there was something else going on. So in comes Dr. Patrick Opacek. He is a DC So he's a chiropractor, but he is also a functional medicine physician. And so he started listening to my body in a different way than most doctors listen to bodies. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. He is helping me put together the puzzles for optimal health. I'm really excited about this because I've been able to sleep really well, and I owe it to him because he is amazing. He's helping me today. We're going to talk about the thyroid and adrenals. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Dr. Patrick Opacek is here to do just that. Welcome, Dr. Opacek, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Good morning. Now, I know we have a little bit of time left because I just want to brag about you. I'm really excited about the changes I'm experiencing between you and Morley. I'm beginning to feel human again. So good. Share a little bit about your background and what led you from chiropractic to a functional side of medicine.
To begin with, as a teenager and, growing up, I was always interested in the human body to start with. And I quickly realized, having some minor issues of my own, but I started to think about you're in a bad position when you don't know much about your own body and you're having to put a lot of trust into doctors who you know nothing about. And, that led me to thinking there's got to be more than the usual. And so that led me to go towards, chiropractic to start with and then functional medicine and holistic medicine later on.
And we are going to get a little bit more of your history because it's so important that we know that doctors are taught a certain way, but it's really incredible when you find one that goes beyond his education to learn a new truth. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Patrick Opacek when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where I found a needle in a haystack in Jacksonville. I'm really excited about this, and I hope you will too. I have been doing shows on this. Listen, I do a show on health and wellness and responsibility for every aspect of your life. It's not just health and wellness all the time. We talk about other things too. But there's one thing that you need to know about me. If I can change it through nutrition, or if I can change it through my attitude, my mindset, I'm going to do it because I am not a victim. I create everything around me. And so with that in mind, there was something, and I've talked to you about this, which is that my hair was falling out in clumps until just recently. And I was not able to have a good night's sleep. I would wake up about an hour, maybe at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And that's when I do my best thinking and writing. And that was fine. And I used it to for the good. But it got very tiring after a while. Not having a good night's sleep can affect you in different ways. And so this last year, I started with this journey. And this is how I discovered Dr. Patrick Opacek. And he's in Jacksonville. For those of you who want to get to know him, he's with Opacek Wellness Center off of Blanding Boulevard. And I'll give you his number in a little bit because I want you to learn about him first before you decide what you want to do. But so Dr. Opacek, you had said that you were interested in the body and learning more. How long have you been a chiropractor?
35 years now.
35 years. And how long after that first day on the job, how long did you decide that you wanted to go towards functional energy and really truly listening to the body?
Well, as a chiropractor, we're all trained to be holistic minded to begin with. But several years in, 5 to 10 years in, more and more, I began to realize there was something missing as far as internal medicine goes. As a chiropractor, you know, I was a chiropractic orthopedist actually. And so I function, you know, with, you know, joint problems, you know, whether it's spine or hip and knee or shoulder. But I became more interested in the internal parts of the human body. And even as I got older myself, it's like, I didn't want to put my health in the hands of a medical doctor who didn't know anything more than what he was taught about just drugs, mm-hmm. Drugs and surgery. That's all they do. So it became aware to me after going to many seminars and webinars and studying with other experts that the answer lies into your body was designed by God to heal itself. And if it's given the right opportunity, it can do that. And so if you remove deficiency problems, if you take out toxins, if you give the body the chance to do what it was built to do, it will do it. And so that's what led me to get deeper and deeper into functional medicine or holistic medicine.
Very good. And that's what led me to you. I was going towards, I want to be in optimal health. And I knew my body was speaking to me with my hair. And I did a hair analysis. And so that led me to Morley Robbins. And Morley had said he had put me on desiccated or is it desiccated, liver. And he put me on cod liver oil. He put me on all these different things that he felt my body was deficient as a result of my hair analysis and a blood test. But I reacted to it. I reacted big time. I couldn't, it got worse. And so he deducted from that I was having an allergic or a histamine reaction to what he was giving me and said, you know, you need to research this particular kind of doctor. And you were the only one in Florida that came up and it was in Jacksonville. And I'm like, Eureka, this is a good thing. So I reached out to you. You were there. And the first thing you did was check out every part of the body, but differently. You did it through some form of machine that you attached to me. Actually, you did some muscle testing as well. Share a little bit about muscle testing and how that has helped you with your helping the body heal.
Okay. Well, the first thing, you know, we did when you came in was to do the advanced allergy therapeutics examination, which is a computerized system to determine if you have an allergy. We determined that you did not. If we had found a positive, then we would have hunted that down and been able to treat that. But once we came up with a negative, then we had to go digging deeper. And so I did muscle testing. It's also known as energetic muscle testing. There's several systems out there of experts who teach this. The combination that I use is known as meridian response technique or nutrition response testing. But the whole concept here is that you have Chinese acupuncture meridians on the body. Back in the day, 40 years ago, we didn't know what those were. But with technology, we now know that they're just electrical circuits. Every organ and gland has one that runs on the surface of the body. Mm-hmm. Knowing that it's an electrical circuit, through muscle testing, we can then muscle test each electrical circuit to determine whether it's a good circuit or a blown circuit. If we muscle test an organ or gland that shows a blown circuit, then we have to investigate deeper as to, okay, what's wrong with that organ or gland? Is it a deficiency or is it a toxin problem? And then treat it accordingly. And the testing actually helps us know exactly what to do, no guesswork involved.
Okay, so let's real quick talk about the cost of this test and coming to see you. If I wanted to come see you off the street and I wanted to find out if I had any allergies or if there was something else going on with me, how much was that 1 hour visit that I spent with you?
$90.
Isn't that unbelievable? To you, my listening friend, $90 to go see a doctor to kind of rule out things that you may or may not know are going on in your body. I thought best money I ever spent. Okay. So from there, we determined, which I know I have sensitivities, but you told me these are not allergies. They might be sensitivity and my body reacts to it, but they were not allergies. And because of that, you went a little deeper. You dug a little deeper and you were taking out some tools from your toolbox that were like you had me hold on to it and you started muscle testing me. And what did we discover at that time?
Well, we discovered that you had adrenal and thyroid problems that showed up on my examination, that those circuits were blown.
But my endocrinologist says my thyroid is good and you said otherwise. So what did we do next?
Well, with the muscle testing, we determined that you had an iodine deficiency. But at the same time, we also realized that if you have a thyroid problem, we have to determine whether it's just a basic hypothyroid or is it a Hashimoto's type of thyroid problem, which is an autoimmune condition. And that's when I recommended that you get some extra blood testing done to be sure about that.
Yes. And so first we didn't do what you suspected that I was deficient in iodine, but you first wanted me to do this blood work. Let's talk about blood work and the importance in doing blood work for a doctor and figuring out the puzzle pieces.
Well, when it comes to thyroid, most doctors order just a basic panel, which would be T4, thyroid stimulating hormone, TSH. And based on that, they make a judgment call on whether you have a thyroid problem or not. First of all, you can have a sluggish thyroid, which is not working very well, but causing you to have symptoms, but it will not show up on that blood work. But through muscle testing, we will pick it up because it's very sensitive. The second problem is that they're not ordering all the blood work that's necessary. If you come up positive with the T4 low or TSH positive, you have to dig deeper to determine whether it's an autoimmune condition, which is running the antibody test. There's two of them that you have to run, the TPO and the TGB. Those tests will tell us whether there's antibodies connected to the thyroid. And if it is, that means we have an autoimmune condition.
Okay. So from there, because you were able to do that, then you felt better in the direction that we were going in, which was you were giving me like the highest level of adrenals. Now, you explained to me that in order for me to fix my adrenals, I had to consume adrenals. Explain that in a little bit more detailed, because that's what I understood and okay. when you were talking. So share it a little bit better.
Well, to finish up on the thyroid, your test came back normal for the antibody. So it was an iodine deficiency. And so we treated you with that. When it comes to the adrenals, that circuit was blown on you as well. And in holistic medicine, we know that typically, most of the time, when you have an organ or gland issue, one of the best ways to fix it is to eat it. So you take it from an organically raised animal that's been harvested, and you take it in tablet form, and that has all the building blocks in it for the adrenal. If you're taking adrenal gland, it's what we call a glandular substance, or we have thyroid glandular substances as well if it's not an iodine problem. And so every organ and gland, we can treat that way. It's not always necessary, but through muscle testing, we determine whether it is. And in your case, it was. So we did give you the strongest version. There's three different versions of adrenal gland supplement we use, and yours did require the strongest one at that time.
Yes. And so I want to add something here that I did my first round of adrenals, the highest level. And because of misunderstanding, I missed my 2-week appointment. I did not schedule a 2-week appointment, and a month went by. So before Dr. Apochek decided that he was going to do anything else, he wanted me to come back in. So I drove all the way to Jacksonville from Brevard County, drove up to Jacksonville to see this man, which, you know, that's a nice little drive. And when I sat there, he tested me again, and he discovered that the results were different. And let me tell you, I feel like I found a needle in a haystack in Jacksonville. So for those of you who want to learn a little bit more about Dr. Opacek, I'll give you his number in a little bit, but I'll give you real quick. It's 904-387-4151. That's 387-4151. And I came from Brevard County to see him because I knew that it was worth my time just to consider a new way of being treated. So he did the muscle testing again, and there was a different result. It was worse. Instead of better, it had gotten worse. And he says, something's different. And I had my Fitbit on my left hand, my left arm. And he made me take off my Fitbit. And when I took off my Fitbit, my results were different. Isn't that amazing, Dr. Opacek, that we are not even aware of what these electromagnetic frequencies are doing to our body? Can you share a little bit about why that Fitbit was affecting my body?
Well, toxins, we mostly think about toxins as being chemicals and metals and those sort of things, but we also have the EMF, electromagnetic frequency toxins, that enter our body every day. And unfortunately, we're surrounded by it through our computer right now, Fitbits, even, you know, the battery in your watch, your cell phone is a biggie. there's a lot of sources of this, and everybody's different on how their systems react to it. Some people, they can be around it and it doesn't affect their nervous system on how it functions, although it may be still doing damage. Some people, their nervous system actually does not function properly. It doesn't make the right decisions. It's like a deer in the headlights when they have these things close to them. And when I did that exam on you that day, you had this new device on the Fitbit. And right off the bat, when I always check people for their nervous system before I go into the regular exam, because if the nervous system's on the fritz, then my exam is bogus at that point. It's going to give me bad answers. And in your case that day, your body was telling me, I'm upset about something here. I can't talk to you. And so I had to narrow it down. And it turns out it was the Fitbit emitting the signals into your body, and it was frying your nervous system, basically.
And since then, I have not put it on my wrist. I am very aware that I do need to walk every hour. I need to do other things, but I chose to take off my Fitbit, did another round of adrenal glands. And the next time I went to see Dr. Opacek in Jacksonville, I was good to go. And I am feeling so much better about it. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Opacek when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, Lillian McDermott, and I'm excited. And I encourage all of us to go through life with childlike wonder, because it's not what you know. It's what you don't know that we need to worry about, and or not worry about, but just be curious about. And when you're a child and you have that childlike quality, you know, you're just an open sponge waiting to receive. And that's what I want to encourage all of us to be like. Today, our teacher is Dr. Patrick Opacek. And you can find Dr. Opacek off in 1610 Blanding Boulevard. He is my needle in a haystack that I discovered in Jacksonville while I go up there to be with my friends in Jacksonville. But I, as you know, my home is in Brevard County. And so because of that, I was able to go up there. And while I'm up there, my home away from home is Jacksonville. Brevard County is my home. And but now I feel like I have two homes, not just a home away from home. And it was really nice to find Dr. Opacek in the way that I did. I've been experiencing some health issues. Actually, I've been listening to my body. My body is speaking to me. I just didn't know how to interpret it. And I got the interpreter I needed, and he's right there in Jacksonville waiting for me. And so for those of you that are a part of this conversation on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show day after day, or if you're watching me on YouTube or Facebook later on, I'm telling you, this is the kind of movement that we need to come together as a support group, because we can no longer claim victimhood. We are responsible. And the kind of responsibility I talk about is the kind of responsibility that leads to empowerment and freedom. And if you are ready to join this movement with me, ready to join this support group with me, go to whenyouneedafriend.com and let's grow together. Become a subscriber, wait for that confirmation email. And once you confirm, not only will you get some free gifts, my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook, you will also get the show delivered to your phone or tablet, which is a gift in itself. And also, I want to make sure that when you go to whenyouneedafriend.com, you check out my sponsors, because without my sponsors, this show would never be able to happen. You don't hear this kind of information anywhere else. And if you are ready to take your health back, this is where you do it. When you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, there's buttons that will take you to my social media. Please like me there. And my YouTube, please subscribe there. So many different ways that we can stay together on podcasts. You can subscribe there as well. But most importantly, if you have any questions anytime on and off the air, the show, off the show, about a particular doctor, a particular topic, you can call me, leave a message, or text me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. So today we're talking about our thyroid and adrenals. My journey to discovering Dr. Opacek has taken me a while. It started off with my hair falling out. This was probably about 2 years ago, in clumps. This has never happened. You know, my hair falls out naturally. There's like one or two hairs or 10 hairs, 100 hairs. That's natural. But when it falls out in clumps, then the body is screaming at you. And I started my journey that led me to balancing my minerals, which led me to a diagnosis of, or a potential diagnosis of, a histamine reaction. And the Morley Robbins said, you need to go get your allergies checked, and went to experience this test with Dr. Opacek, which is, was $90. That includes the test and your visit with Dr. Opacek. It's just unbelievably inexpensive. And that is when I said to Dr. Opacek, okay, I don't know what's going to happen next, but I'm willing to take these adrenals, the desiccated adrenal tablets, and let's see what happens. The last time I went in, I was good to go. My thyroid, I've been sleeping well, Dr. Opacek. So I want to thank you for not giving up and listening even closely, more closely to my body than before, and anyone ever before. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And you can find Dr. Opacek at Opacek Wellness Center. He is in Blanding Boulevard. You can call him at 904-387-4151, or you can find him on the web at opacekwellness.com. And I'll have his information on my Facebook page. It's also at whenyouneedafriend.com on the weekly blog I send out. So you too can find him if you need to. So now that we talk about my thyroids, you discovered that I did not have Hoshimoto's. You started giving me not only the adrenals, that you've worked on my adrenals, you focused on my thyroid with the iodine. To me, I feel that since I started taking the iodine, that changed everything. Let's talk about iodine deficiency in the body and who is at risk of iodine deficiency.
Well, iodine deficiency became a problem decades ago. We all have seen pictures of the people with big goiters on their neck. Mm-hmm. That was due to iodine deficiency. And so the thyroid swelled up, you know, many times its normal size. They realized then that we had iodine problems in this country. There's just not much in our food supply anymore, not even in the water from the fish. And so they started iodizing salt as the remedy to that. The problem with that is that that's a synthetic iodine. Now, it did stop those giant goiters from forming. However, you can have a puffy thyroid that's just a little sick, a little inflamed, to cause a problem. That's why we still have an epidemic of hypothyroid problems in this country. It's because the iodized salt just is not enough. Now, it's enough for some people, like for myself, example, I don't have a thyroid problem, so it's good enough. However, genetically, you're born with, it's what we call epigenetics. You know, you're born with a loaded gun, and if the trigger is there, you pull that trigger, and all of a sudden you have a problem. And that trigger could be iodine deficiency for some people. It's like, okay, it's not there. Now we got a thyroid problem. And so the treatment is to use the proper type of thyroid. It has to be a more natural type of substance. We use prolinine iodine from Standard Process, and it works very well. And so what you have to do is you ramp up that. You don't start taking high doses of iodine right off the bat. You'll have heart palpitations and all kinds of crazy things happening because your body's just not used to it. But when you slowly wean yourself into it until you saturate the body with it, and then you start taking just a small maintenance dose every day, and that will maintain the health that we've achieved with the thyroid. And it works very well. You said a minute ago that everything changed for you. And my analogy for that is like a plant that needs water, and it's all wilted looking, and you pour some water on that plant, and in a short period of time, it just puffs right up and it's all perky. That's what happens to the thyroid when it gets the iodine that it's been missing.
Okay, so how do you know how much? Because you had asked me to start the first week with one tablet, and then the second week, bring it up to two tablets. And I was on my third week of iodine, and I was just going to start my third tablet when you said, no, you don't need a third tablet. You did some muscle testing. Tell us about that. And if we should go all the way up, what kind of symptoms you feel, what is it when you have iodine deficiency, what are the symptoms? What are we experiencing?
Well, in your case, there's a 4 week wean on to iodine protocol, starting with one a week and up to four per day. I should say it was one a day for the first week and then up to four per day for the fourth week. Yeah. In your case, you came in for your reexamination, and after being on it for 2 weeks, we found that your thyroid was already happy. It tested well. Circuit was not blown. So there, in my opinion, there was no need to continue on with increasing the dose. And so we dropped back down to maintenance for your case.
Okay. So Dr. Opacek, I went there and you thought everything was good. And the adrenals responded well, especially after I took my Fitbit off. And you put me on a maintenance for the adrenals. Let's talk about that. And let's talk about adrenal fatigue or adrenal. How do you know it's not your thyroid? It is not your thyroid and it's your adrenals. What are the adrenals and how are they associated to the thyroid?
Well, all glands in the body are hooked to each other. If one goes down, the others feel it. The thyroid is probably the mother of all of them when it comes to that. When the thyroid goes down, it has a large ripple effect to the other glands. Mm-hmm. That being said, all other glands can have their own problem as well. In your case, your adrenal did. The adrenals, both the thyroid and the adrenals are guilty of causing weight gain equally. When it comes to fatigue, the adrenals tend to cause that more than the thyroid gland does. And so when someone comes to me with especially chronic fatigue issues, even chronic fatigue syndrome, they've had it for months, years. I've had patients come in that were disabled and had quit work, could hardly take care of themselves. They were so bad. And when I examined them, it turned out to be an adrenal deficiency problem. And so using glandulars like we did in your case, every couple of weeks we do a re-exam to see how it's coming along. Now, a chronic fatigue syndrome case, they can take 3, 4, 5 months to rebuild because they're just so bad. I mean, it's like what I call their adrenals are flat on the floor on their face, and we got to get them back up on the knees first. But most people don't have it that bad. They can usually be turned around in a month, 6 weeks, something like that. And they feel all the energy comes back. And in your case, even sleep problems tend to go away with that as well.
Well, that's what I experience. And I am excited for those of you who want to learn more about Dr. Opacek. It's 407-904-387-4151. And if you have any questions, you feel free to call me on my text or text me. And we'll continue our conversation worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Little McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Today's teacher is Dr. Patrick Opacek. And if you would like to learn more about Dr. Opacek, he is in Jacksonville, right there waiting for you. I drove all the way from Brevard County to sit with this man, and I believe that he's been able to help me more in the last, how long has it been, like a month or two? We started in like maybe late November, and I'm telling you, I feel so much better. I truly believe it was the combination of the adrenals and the iodine that did it for me, because I have a thyroid condition. Dr. Opacek did some extra blood work done to make sure that I didn't have Hashimoto's. He made sure that he didn't take anything for granted. So he did some tests that I don't think anybody has ever tested before. And we determined that it was my adrenals. And I took some tablets for that. And after the first round, it didn't do the trick, did another round. And I was sharing with him off the air that yesterday I was having a hard time staying up because I burnt the candle two nights in a row between, you know, different things that keep you up and a busy day. I was having a hard time. I would have loved to have taken a nap yesterday. Let me just put it this way. So do you have any tips for people that have, or maybe some signs and symptoms that we need to get to do some testing with you? I was like falling asleep. What should we do if we feel like energized in the morning when we get up, and then all of a sudden we crash and burn like around 3 or 4 o'clock? What do you say about that?
Well, that would be a good sign that you do have an adrenal problem. It could be a thyroid, but adrenals, again, are the primary cause of fatigue issues. We've just spoken about how, you know, the wrong thing to do is to double up on coffee. All that caffeine is not good. It stresses the adrenal. So you get a temporary pickup, but in the long run, it only hurts you. You have a crash afterwards. It's like a sugar high followed by a sugar low.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to do those things. So you got to get your rest. Don't change your sleep rhythm. Stay on touch. Go to bed at the same time, even on the weekends. Get up at the same time. You know, the adrenals are stress batteries, and you cannot stress them out and not expect something to happen. Some people, it causes a total crash, and you have to be treated for it. Others, you just need to kind of chill out a little bit, and it will recover on its own. Now, people that have chronic stress in their life sometimes maintenance adrenal supplements. That seems to work, and I think we talked about that with your case. So let's
talk about the adrenal supplement, because that's what I'm on right now. Let's talk a little bit about that.
We have three different stages of adrenal treatment. You know, it's a mild, medium, and strong glandular substance. And we have found with people that are under high stress lifestyles, they do better when they stay on the mild glandular substance, just a few tablets per day, not a treatment dose, but just enough to kind of help the adrenals do well. I personally do that as well. I find that when I come off the adrenal supplement totally, I slowly start to have problems where in the afternoons I feel sluggish again. I just can't wait till the day's over with. And that's a horrible feeling. I don't like that. And so I finally gave up on trying to come off of it. And so I stay on the adrenal supplement as a maintenance form. Now, one day when I retire, everything's great and wonderful and I don't have stress in life, then maybe I can try that again. The adrenals won't be under as much stress.
So let's talk about that. Because I had shared this with you because you said, you know, if you wanted to, you could try to wean off your thyroid medication and then get on the adrenals or the maintenance dose of the adrenals. Would I be trading one thing for another? Like right now I am on Natrathroid, which is a natural form, a natural thyroid. Right. What is the difference between the getting off the Natrathroid and getting on adrenal tablets?
Well, now adrenals and thyroid are two different issues.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So now when we're talking about the thyroid, you're taking Natrathroid, and that's a good subject as well. Most people are taking Synthroid or levothyroxine, which are synthetic hormones. They do not work very well, and they contain mostly T4, which is not an active form of thyroid hormone. And that's why most people that come to see me, they say, hey, I'm hypothyroid. I've been on Synthroid forever. I'm still gaining weight. My hair's still falling out.
Yeah.
And they wonder, you know, why am I even taking this? And the reason is because number one is it's not an active form of thyroid hormone. And the way to fix that is you got to go to Armour or Naturethroid or one of those equivalents. The natural replacement does have some T3 in it. T3 is the active form of thyroid hormone. The products that I have here, the glandular substance, has a little bit in that as well. Now, for some people that don't need a lot, that the thyroid maybe is not that bad, then the glandular substance I have may be enough to do the job. Some people need more, and therefore you might need to stay on the Naturethroid or Armour. That's something that you have to determine, you know, on your own as you wean off, as you do better at. I don't recommend anyone try to come off until they test well with the muscle testing. Then you can experiment with that. And so sometimes you can come off, sometimes you can't. The people that usually come off are the ones that say, well, it's never done me any good anyway, except make my numbers look good. But that can be very false because, again, T4 is inactive. It doesn't do anything, which leads to another issue. Liver congestion is another problem there, because when your body can produce T4, but it has to be converted to T3 in your body. And the primary place that occurs is in the liver. So if you have liver congestion, all of a sudden you still have thyroid problems because it cannot convert it over. So that's where liver detoxification comes in as well.
Which I'm going to be doing that next.
Right.
I haven't started doing it, but I've got everything I need. You've given me everything I need to start that detoxification. And I will tell you the symptom that I was having, and it could be from all those years of taking asthma medication, all those years of taking Synthroid. It could be that that's why I've been waking up at 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning almost every night. And that has been going on for years and years and years. And the first thing I did after getting off of the Synthroid, going to Naturethroid, but then my body was saying, get off of your asthma medication. And I was taking Xolair for that. And the one thing that Dr. Andrew Saul of Food Matters, the documentary Food Matters, told me, you know, you can take vitamin C and it will help your asthma. And so he helped me get off of my asthma medication. I've been medication free for 5 years now. I'm very excited about that. And I took asthma medication since I was 9 months old, Dr. Opacek. Wow. So little by little, but I know that perhaps maybe there's some residual. So I'm looking forward to doing this detoxification with you. And we're going to come back. We're going to do another show on the results of my detoxification, right? Do I have you committed to that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So for those of you, my listening friend, that are dealing with tiredness, what are some of the symptoms that Dr. Opacek that people could be experiencing, that it could be their adrenals or the thyroid, and maybe you can help them discern which one or both if what they are?
Yeah, there's no way to tell the two apart when you know the symptoms of fatigue hit a lot of people. Sometimes it's not a gland problem at all. It's your lifestyle. You need to fix it. But if it's persistent and you've changed your lifestyle and it persists, that means probably there's going to be a thyroid or an adrenal problem. And the only way to know it is to get muscle tested. And that's the most specific way to address that problem and then to determine exactly what to do about it.
Okay. And for those of you who would like to visit Dr. Opacek, his number, I'm going to give you the diamond in the rough or the needle in a haystack. It's 904-387-4151. Worth the drive. If you don't live in Jacksonville, worth the drive. 904-387-4151. He's in 1610 Blanding Boulevard in Jacksonville. And I hope you take advantage to start listening to your body. If you don't want to listen to your body, go to Dr. Opacek, because he will. He will listen to your body. Any final words of wisdom, Dr. Opacek, for someone who's listening and are not sure that this is the path for them?
Well, just understand that, you know, your health decisions are something that you have to make. You're in charge of your own body. If you're not getting anywhere with it, you have to look at another path. You know, if one path is not working, you're going to have to take another path, or otherwise it's not going to change.
Wonderful. Great last words. Thank you, Dr. Opacek. And I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to our next conversation. And to you, my listening friend, It's time to take your health back, take your life back. And this is a good start if you'd like to try. Remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide, whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.